That word flee, where do we normally commonly hear flee outside of church in the world today? Probably if you're watching like Cops or something, right? What is it? A criminal, they're fleeing from the police. So what are they doing? Man, they're hightailing out of there. You watch some a police chase, the suspect is fleeing. They are trying to get out of Dodge, right? They don't want to get caught. So they are doing their best efforts, hopping fences, and they're fleeing. That's what it means to flee. Okay, so you get that picture in your head. Now, the Bible tells us to flee youthful lusts. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, the Bible says, flee fornication. Flee fornication. If the Bible tells you to flee fornication, does that mean, well, let me just see how close I could get to committing fornication without actually committing fornication? No. No. If you do that, you're a fool.
That's right.
Don't play with the fire. Flee fornication. Make the rules for yourself to say, I am not going to get anywhere close to fornication. I am not going to make allowances for my flesh, make provision for my flesh to sin. How does that work? Well, one, I'm never going to be alone in a room with someone of the opposite gender that I'm not married to and just be behind closed doors and just off somewhere. No. Flee fornication. Flee fornication. Verse 18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You're saved, you're born again, the Holy Ghost is within you. God sees everything that you do because God is in you. As a born again believer, don't quench the spirit when your flesh is enticing you to do something because it's going to feel really good. Because I like that feeling. Because I want that. The Holy Ghost is with you. And do not defile your body through fornication, because your body is not your own. It is the temple, the residing place of the Holy Ghost. And when you join yourself and become one flesh with someone else, guess what? The Holy Ghost is right there with you. I already was alluding to making references to these verses. But you need to stop and think, are you bringing dishonor to God through the actions that you take with your body? Now, in the context and the primary purpose is always talking about fornication, but there's obviously other things that we could be doing to our bodies that are sinful, and we're defiling the temple of our bodies. Look, if God wants you to be sanctified, do you think he wants you defiling that temple with a whole bunch of tattoos? Tatting up yourself and making a whole bunch of marks on your body, which the Bible says not to print marks on your body in the Old Testament, and the book of Leviticus says not to print marks. Do you think God wants you inhaling a bunch of carcinogenic smoke that's going to give you cancer and is going to destroy your body before you could live out the full extent of your life, whatever God's going to grant you? But no, I'm going to destroy it early. Do you think God wants you ingesting poisons, drugs, alcohol, damaging your body, damaging your liver? Do you think God wants you overindulging in just a whole bunch of food and getting fat and clogging your arteries and doing, you know, all this other stuff to defile your body? Okay, look, there's many ways to defile your body. God wants us separate. He doesn't want you looking like the world. He doesn't want you acting like the world. He wants you to possess your vessel in sanctity and honor and treat it serious. And if you struggle in any of these areas, any sin that you struggle with, I'm going to tell you this, don't make a provision for the flesh. If you're already aware, now listen to me, if you're already aware that you will probably be tempted with something, you already know it. Maybe it's some sin you've already committed and you're more likely to commit. Maybe there's instances that you go through on a daily basis and you know, man, every time I put myself here, bad things happen. Every time I listen to this, every time I watch this, every time, you know, whatever the case may be, whenever I get in this situation, usually it's whenever I get all by myself. You think you start getting away with stuff. You start, you know, when there's no other people around to help keep you accountable. Thank you. To help keep you accountable when no one else is around, those are the most likely times for any sin to take place. I mean, even stealing, right? They go out at night. They want to be seen by anybody, right? People plan to do bad things. Obviously, I would hope that nobody here is planning on doing bad things, planning on sinning. Usually, Christians catch themselves in sin, but I'll tell you what. This concept of oh, well, I mean, I don't know. It just kind of happened. You've allowed that to happen.